Let's talk a little bit about back to sort of Canada's role. I mean, we know that there's potential discussion of setting up a global defense bank. We know that, you know, Carney's coming into this meeting after that Davos speech about the importance of middle powers. Talk to us about the global defense bank. What would this look like? And what kind of a potential leadership role could Canada have within it?
Well, this is a natural for the Prime Minister, given his banking background. So what the defense bank is, and it's not a done deal yet, and there's going to be a lot of discussion in Ankara over this one, but basically it's, think of it like a world bank, but a world bank for defense spending. So basically what Canada's trying to do is get a certain number of countries, I don't know the critical mass that's required, and they put in money, which then allows the bank, which would be based in Canada, okay, that's already been decided, that we don't know which city, and then they would give cheap or inexpensive loans to certain countries that need to make equipment purchases and so on. So it's kind of like, as I say, a World Bank that makes procurement easier, but you need to have a core funding base for that, and that's where they have not crossed the line yet. There's not enough people. There are some countries that have signed up, but the numbers, the critical mass has not yet been reached, and the Prime Minister is working very hard at doing that.